Stand by.
Blog Talk Radio.
The following content may not be suitable for all audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're listening to the Radio Infidel Show live from the USA, bringing you the truth, the facts, and the light. Now, here's your host.
Good evening and welcome to the Radio Infidel Show. Jay here with Pepe. BP and Demon are on assignment. What a week, guys. I'm telling you, if you think your job on this show is hard, being the executive producer, that pulls it all together. Good evening, Pepe Farms.
Good evening and happy Freedom Day. Raise a glass to Mel Gibson and paint yourself blue. Today is the anniversary of the death of William Wallace, executed for treason and condemned for leading Scottish resistance forces during the first years of the long and ultimately successful struggle to free Scotland from English rule. You think rotting in jail for trespassing is bad? Wait until the drawing and quartering starts.
Now, Demon, Pepe, I have to ask you a question. Why is it a 900-pound gorilla in the room?
Because he couldn't fit in the refrigerator?
Well, I'm talking about Afghanistan. This is such a fucking shit show. And I wish Demon was here tonight, but what's your thought on that?
Well, the only rational explanation I've seen so far is that Biden's aides are just too scared to tell him what to do because he'll bite their heads off or camel toe will yell at them or something. But I think Trump pretty much summed it up in just a few words, if you want me to play that short clip for you.
Yeah, please do.
Let me ask you, do you think that General Patton was woke? I don't think so. What do you think, Mike? Mike, was he woke? I don't think so. I don't think he was too woke. He was the exact opposite. You know what woke means? It means you're a loser. Everything woke. It's true. Everything woke turns to shit, okay? True. Look at what's happening.
Amen. I'm telling you, Pepe, amen. I don't think he could have said it better.
No, exactly. And that pretty much sums up exactly what happened in Afghanistan.
Oh, it's a mess. I'm telling you. I just, every day I wake up, Pepe, and I think, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, everything's going to plan. They wanted to give China to... They wanted to give Afghanistan to China, apparently.
Yeah. Okay. So as Christina Leo reported earlier, Pelosi and Xi held a high-dollar fundraiser brunch in Napa Valley this weekend as tens of thousands of Americans were trapped behind enemy lines in Afghanistan. And this goes back to what we're talking about.
Yep.
The cost of the ticket to attend the event starts at $100 and goes through 29,000. Oh, good God. Nearly all attendees wore white and a mask. Not only diversity was among the wait staff, only the servers were in masks. Masks not for the little people.
Oh, yeah, but at least we didn't have to watch Colbert dance with Schumer again. That was horrifying.
You're being an asshole. You're right. All right, let's see. Shooting in downtown Portland. Antifa accounts are claiming the man was firing into a group of them, though no one was shot. The man arrested police was being chased by Antifa brandishing firearms. Antifa cleared their side of the street of all brandishing or other evidence and taunted police when they eventually showed up. Portland police announced they would not be interviewing in group violence.
Yep, the Portland police announced ahead of time that they wouldn't be intervening in any group violence that occurred between the various prayer groups that have been trying to hold services, public services in Portland. They went to the riverside where the big fight occurred the other day, but the prayer meeting had been moved across town, and apparently Antifa got pissed off about that, went downtown and just started assaulting people. They assaulted a few old ladies and chased this one guy brandishing a firearm, chasing him down the road, and that's when he turned around and started firing. In the videos available, there's clearly shots being fired back at him with bullet strikes on the wall behind him. And like you said, Antifa cleaned up all the evidence, picked up all the bullet casings, and gleefully posted a video of them taunting the police, saying, "Well, you should have been here. I guess we just threw away all the trash." Pretty shitty.
Oh my God, dude. I'm telling you. Okay, now this next one just fucking pisses me off. Several dogs who were slated to be rescued were shot dead in rural Australia due to local council's interpretation of the country's COVID-19 lockdown restrictions. The Berkshire Council in Northwest region of New South Wales executed the impounded pups, prevent volunteers at animal shelter from traveling to pick up and rescue the animals last week, potentially spread the virus. Government Watchdogs Agency of Local Government, OG, I guess it's Sydney, OG has been informed that the council decided to take care of action to protect employees and community, including vulnerable Aboriginals population, from the risk of 19 transmission, spokesman for the government agency told the paper. Pepe, God damn.
Yeah, and to be clear, it wasn't that they were afraid the dogs were going to spread COVID-19. They didn't want people to travel to pick up the dogs, so instead of just holding the dogs for longer, they shot them. Lovely.
Yeah. Now, I would think PETA would be, like, outraged.
No, PETA does the same thing. Quite literally. It looks like we've dropped Jay. Hopefully he'll call back in. But there's currently quite the discussion going on Twitter with various animal rights activists calling out PETA for stealing animals from anywhere they want to steal them from, and then either housing them in conditions that lead to their death or just outright euthanizing them. Absolutely, absolutely despicable. Well, next, while we're waiting for Jay to rejoin us, a report has surfaced from the Torrance, California Police Department that they arrested a man that was in possession of Xanax, a loaded firearm, methamphetamines, and thousands of ballots. According to reports, a Torrance police officer was called to check up on a man that was passed out in his SUV at a 7-Eleven parking lot. After the officer didn't get a response from the man in the vehicle, the officer further investigated the situation and was able to find a loaded firearm, Xanax, meth, and quote-unquote, mail. The ballots are more than likely from California's ongoing recall election, which is an attempt to remove Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom and in return replace him with the likes of Republican Larry Elder. And additionally, there's a video circulating of two women apparently using a Postal Service master key to steal what looks like hundreds of recall ballots from a large mailbox in a apartment building. Yet more despicable acts. In additional news, Alan West's wife was arrested for driving while black and conservative in Dallas. On Friday night, Alan West's wife, Angela, had planned to meet with one of her dear friends, a constitutional rights lawyer, for dinner. Alan West was in Waco having dinner with rock and roll legend Ted Nugent and a few others. Angela was asked by their daughter, Austin, and her husband, JD, to watch their grandson. The evening was supposed to be fun, but while driving home, Alan West's wife got a little turned around and was pulled over by police while not failing the sobriety test and blowing a 0-0 on the breathalyzer. She was arrested on suspicion of DWI. West was not allowed to talk to her, and the police denied that she was even in custody. He since posted the dash cam video on Gab, and the cops just look like a bunch of morons. And of course, in major news today, the FDA has approved the Pfizer COVID vaccine, and Joe Biden is now calling upon private companies to implement vaccine mandates for all of their employees. As National File reported, the FDA on Monday approved the Pfizer COVID vaccine for anyone age 16 and above. While this and other vaccines have met the FDA's rigorous scientific standards for emergency use authorization, as the first FDA-approved COVID-19 vaccine, can be very confident that this vaccine meets the high standards for safety, effectiveness, and manufacturing quality the FDA requires of an approved product. Of course, in their quote-unquote approval, the FDA stipulates that testing is still continuing until 2023 and 2024, and it means that they're literally approving a drug and keeping it an emergency use authorization for younger children. So it's both approved and not approved at the same time. Very strange. Related to that, big thing with Pepe Farms Remembers. In a move that should be a surprise to nobody, the FDA has fast-tracked approval for the clot shot. Tonight on Big Think with Pepe Farms Remembers, how the FDA Pfizer approval and the Austrian wine poisonings reveal the true nature of regulatory health bureaucracies. As you may have heard, the FDA has granted approval for the Pfizer clot shot, brought to you by the same fanatic that brought us fentanyl and OxyContin. As Canadian Chris Sky reports.
Hey guys, crazy info that obviously you'll never get from anybody but me. So they're going to plan on getting FDA approval for the COVID vaccine next week so they can try to push all these mandates on everybody, because they're going to tell you how safe and effective it is. Well, guess how they did it? They got a woman named Janet Woodcock, who is the chief for the Center of Drug Evaluation Research, and they put her as the acting head of the FDA to give her the approval status. And this woman is personally responsible for approving both OxyContin, which is causing a friggin' epidemic, and fentanyl, the two most dangerous drugs on the market today that got approved by this woman, Janet Woodcock, who's now going to be approving our COVID vaccines so they can push everybody with mandates.
With their approval, the FDA acknowledges that clinical trials are not complete, and with no anticipated long-term double-blind studies, they never will be. The FDA must have a cutoff in mind for vaccine injuries and deaths, though, right? Not according to the FDA, or at least not that they will disclose.
You have reached the FDA's Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research. If you are a consumer or a healthcare professional, please press 1. If you are a manufacturer, please press 2. If you have a question regarding a Freedom of Information request, please press 3. To reach the receptionist, please...
Wait while I transfer your call.
Thank you for calling the Food and Drug Administration. My name is Matt. How can I help you?
Hi, Matt. I'm calling to report what appears to be a orchestrated genocide with these injections that you guys are calling COVID shots. What are you guys doing, and why are these continuing to be operational when we know the swine flu, after about 25 deaths, the FDA shut down those shots? These shots have resulted in what many doctors and scientists are saying, in the hundreds of thousands, potentially in the millions already, of death, across the planet?
Every situation is a little bit different. This being a pandemic,
Matt. A pandemic? We know that the death rate is actually very similar to a flu. We also know, unlike a flu that goes after children too, and that actually children die from flus, we know that most children globally do not die from coronavirus. So I'm asking you, why are we involved in murdering children? Children bodies are stacking now. Injuries, death, heart, total blood clots. We know a doctor right now has reported he's been doing blood analysis of all his patients that are coming in after the injection. 62% of them are showing what's called micro blood clots now. Not the blood clots that we all know, the blood clots that you guys have been putting out warnings on these injections that cause the death, the big ones, the ones the size of softballs in people's brains, the ones the size of softballs in people's chests and their heart, their lungs. No, we're talking about doctors are now reporting 62% of their patients are showing micro blood clotting across their entire body. And that what they're saying now is that's going to create massive stress on these patients' hearts because their blood is aggregating. The blood clots are aggregating in the lungs. So I want to know, Matt, with all this evidence of death and injury, now we know that the injury is in the millions, conservatively, okay? So I want to know, what is the body count? Come on, Matt. Can you get a supervisor on? We need to find the body count. What is the amount that the FDA says?
Be able to.
Is it? It's over. You thought it was 6,000. It's double that now. It's already double that. So I don't know when you got that number last. But I would tell you right now. Let go ahead, jump on VARS and see if you can get the total count right now. Can't do it.
I'm not able to jump on there right now. After we end this call, I can certainly do that, but I do have, you know, other responsibilities, other calls that I need to make. So
yeah, but Matt,
we
need to get to a death count. That's what I'm trying to get. If this has been everybody sweeping this under the carpet right now. People, real human beings are dying in what very much seems like an orchestrated genocide at this point. And the CDC is not stopping it. The FDA is not stopping it. They're pushing this in. You should be concerned. They're pushing this into all federal employees. This is
the only things I can do are refer you to the CDC and to the documents and information on our website.
So the
That's
FDA,
the
FDA, can, the
you.
FDA, in conclusion, the FDA acted before to shut down a swine flu for 25 deaths. Now we have bodies stacking at levels that I don't even know. I mean, I'd have to do the calculations, but I imagine it's as high as a skyscraper in a major city now. So, Matt,
I can only refer you to
Can I talk
website.
To your supervisor? I want to talk to your supervisor. I want to get to a number. Somebody has to have a number. What is the number that's acceptable to humanity? Children are dying now, Matt. Do you understand this?
Okay, after we get off the phone, I can let my supervisor know, and if they have additional information, they can give you a call back, but I don't believe that they will.
As we learn from the Austrian wine poisonings, industry and government will collude to find out how much poison can be included in products without killing people in the name of profit alone. The ultimate marketing gimmick that you will die unless you take their poison and huge profit motives is all that is required to avoid those pesky health and safety regulatory mandates.
In 2003, the Center for Disease Control saw the possibility of a gold strike. And that was the coronavirus outbreak that happened in Asia. They saw that a virus they knew could be easily manipulated was something that was very valuable, and in 2003 they sought to patent it. And they made sure that they controlled the proprietary rights to the disease, to the virus, and to its detection, and all of the measurement of it. We know that Anthony Fauci, that Ralph Barrett, that the Center for Disease Control, and the laundry list of people who wanted to take credit for inventing coronavirus were at the hub of this story. From 2003 to 2018, they controlled 100% of the cash flow that built the empire around the industrial complex of coronavirus. In 2002, there was a recognition that the coronavirus was seen as an exploitable mechanism for both good and ill. On April the 25th, 2003, the U.S. Center for Disease Control filed a patent on the coronavirus transmitted to humans. Under 35 U.S. Code Section 101, nature is prohibited from being patented. If it was manufactured, it was a violation of biological and chemical weapons, treaties, and laws. If it was natural, filing a patent on it was illegal. In the spring of 2007, the CDC filed a petition with the Patent Office to keep their application confidential and private. They actually filed patents on not only the virus, but they also filed patents on its detection and a kit to measure it. Because of that CDC patent, you cannot look at the virus, you cannot measure it, you cannot develop a test kit for it, and by ultimately receiving the patents that constrained anyone from using it, they had the means, they had the motive, and most of all, they had the monetary gain from turning coronavirus from a pathogen to profit.
A modicum of research reveals today's playbook has been repeated with every other pandemic or infectious disease, and not just post-World War II. As Carl Ehlinger warned back during the 1985 Austrian wine poisonings, do not, quote, overestimate the globality of the scandal, quote, because in a year, it's all forgotten. Just like the 1976 and more recent fake swine flu outbreaks and every major viral disease in history, the pandemic snake oil salesman will fade into the ether, and in another generation, people will gladly drink their poison. And, of course, at least White House spokesman Psaki leaves us with this heartwarming comment.
About why it's important to get vaccinated, why these vaccines are safe, why they can still kill you even if you are under the age of 27. We need to be clear and direct about our messaging.
Yep, no wraparound walk back on that one. Well, technical issues and house hunting and the demon couch have taken their toll on the show tonight. So we're going to wrap it up. Thanks to Jay, Demon, BP, and you in Radioland. And we'll leave you with this self-evident truth from James Hetfield out of Metallica, who said, it's all fun and games until someone loses an eye. Then it's fun and games, but you can't see anymore. Good night, everybody.
Through these fields of destruction, baptisms of fire, I've witnessed your suffering as the battle raged high.